We're lucky to have some really smart people spending time in our newsroom as interns. They often wind up doing very cool things after they move on, and sometimes they even keep in touch. One of our former interns ended up in India, West Bengal to be more precise, and she sent us this geoquiz.
Hi, I'm Adiza, and I keep up with the world at PRI.org from my home in India. I'm looking for a city where the wedding season is in full swing, and you might be able to find a bride covering her face with a betel leaf, or married women blowing out of a conch shell. Can you name this city? I've been busy attending a lot of weddings. One of my friend's sisters and then two teachers from my school that I teach at also got married. I first went to the Haldi ceremony. It was a very intimate experience. It takes place in the morning before the wedding. It's the bride and her family, and they have married women go around the bride and put turmeric on her face. And turmeric is this very strong yellow color. It's very bright and it comes from the groom's house. So they go around and they put the turmeric on her face. And then they put it on our faces as well, sort of as a catching of the bouquet type of thing. This whole idea that we'll be next and we'll be getting married soon. And then I got to witness the blowing of the conch shell, which is just this great sound of celebration in Kolkata. It's usually blown by a married woman. And when the conch shell is being blown, there's this sound. It's the sound of celebration. They do it when the bride is proceeding to see her groom for the first time. So the bride is carried by her brothers, and then she covers her face with a betel leaf. When she finally reveals the betel leaf, there's a sweet moment where they look into each other's eyes and everyone is cheering and crowding around with their smartphones and everyone wants to see this moment. There was just so much joy. And so that was the greatest thing, just having people excited to share this experience with me and making me feel like I belonged there. So whenever I go back to work on Monday and I go to the teacher's lounge and they ask me how was the wedding, I always talk about romance. It's very contagious. You know, someone will respond, well, you should find a nice Bengali boy and stay in Kolkata forever. And to that, I kind of just, I get very flustered and giggly because for now I'm happily single teaching English at Baliganj Shikshasadan School in the great city of Kolkata. That's the answer to the geo quiz.
That's our former intern, Adiza Egan. If you want to pitch your own geoquiz, send it to geoquiz@pri.org. That's geoquiz, one word, @pri.org.